At last week's meeting of the Executive Office Committee, members heard directly from our overseas representatives based in Brussels and China and Washington. What struck me most was not just the breadth of the engagement, but the consistency of the message they brought back. The global economic landscape is shifting, and governments across the world are responding in real time. We see it in the European Union pursuing trade engagement with India. We see it in Canada recalibrating their relations with China. And we see it in the UK and Ireland mounting renewed trade missions, broadening partnerships, diversifying markets and spreading risk. That is not accidental. It is a rational response to a world in transition. For decades, global growth was shaped by an assumption that stability, investor confidence and political reliability would always be anchored in one dominant power, the United States. That assumption no longer holds. Investor confidence has been shaken by the unpredictability, institutional weakening and retreat from multilateralism under the Trump administration. What we are now witnessing is a deliberate shift away from over-concentration and towards balance. That matters to us on this island because a rebalancing of the global economy presents a real opportunity for Ireland North and South. A world where capital and innovation are more evenly distributed, in one where smaller regions can actually thrive, but only if we are prepared to seize the moment. That is also why the SDLP believes that the British government must move with urgency to rebuild closer alliances with Europe. Leaving the European Union was a major misstep, one that has cost us economically and socially, but it is a decision that can be reversed. As the global landscape shifts, the case for rejoining the European Union is clearer now than ever before. And social democracy must sit at the heart of how we respond, because diversification is not just an economic strategy, it is a political one. It means building growth that is shared and sustainable, rooted in strong public institutions. Global investors are seeking stability, certainty and long-term value. Northern Ireland can offer that, but only if this Assembly provides coherence, ambition and confidence. Trade missions matter, overseas offices matter, but they must be matched by delivery at home, a planning system that works, infrastructure that enables growth, and an executive that understands resilience comes from balance, not dependency. A new global order is emerging. The question is whether we recognise that shift early enough to benefit from it, or whether hesitation and short-term thinking leaves us behind.